This is called Vanishing Journal by Oksana Zenigret. This is for Elise Poriets, my grandmother. I signed it me, though, because it's from her journal and that got, like, burnt. It's not burnt, but it's, you know, it's all waxed over and kind of burnt, smudged up. I miss Riga when I could smell the ocean. My mother had a good husband with a deep, sweet voice. My man squeals like a pig when I dare ask a question. I hate him. My husband, the sick pig, has the constant look on his face like he stepped in pig shit when he walks through my door, my mother's door. How did I let this man marry me, Pyotr Vasilievich? My only rest from this waking nightmare is the slope of my sweet Alyosha's nose. He arrived at the farm 3 months ago like Daniel Devine. I watch him chop cherry stumps from the orchard that have gathered moss for 20 years and ache for one wisp of his maul. I don't know where he came from. It's like the sky opened up and showed me a palace above the clouds. He told me he has traveled south beyond the Black Sea to Constantinople, where the ocean is clear green, even to the Straits of Gibraltar. It's my heart's mystery how things so heavy can levitate when he commits his body, his heavy head covered in the dust of stars. I fear for my life because I love him so much. My daughter Tatiana is beautiful, not like me. I have nothing to do all day but dote on her. I wake up in the morning to the sound of my ergot sham husband Pyotr whipping my black horses, who tramples away in my family's carriage with my black horses on his official business. Oh yes. Tramples away to go fuck his whores and consort with evil men, and I sit here with my daughter Tatiana, my very own dove, and we watch the harvest from my mother's porch, and I miss my mother dearly. Tatiana and I go for walks through our orchards. I show her what the goldfish eat, tiny snails, and bread. We feed the swans dried up bread, and they soak it in the pond, and goldfish eat the crusts with relish, and they open like a sponge. They kiss the surface of the water and take bread from our fingertips. She asks me simple and complicated questions such as, why are cherries sour? And I let her do whatever she pleases because I love her and she's beautiful. Myself, I want to wither and die when she asks me why the sun bothers to shine. I tell her the sun wakes up early in the morning to watch over us because he loves us very much. She says, Mama, doesn't the stream ever get tired of flowing? I tell her the stream loves it because it's fast going downhill. Why does it never turn around and go uphill? She asks me. She's a very smart child. I read Turgenev again last night and wrote this. This lake frozen black, this body of rage, split lightning on buckled ice, cursing this so-called man. Tiny ball of spite, I tried to love you when you had half a heart to love. Now, until the sweet moment, I am rid of you. Every breath is wasted. But there's no time for sentiment in my life. I envy our servants, Gory, my old livery man, my father's friend before my father died. I watch him gut fish in the stream and bleed their guts out, and I know the trout, thank God, there are men in this world. He hands them in a basket to Olga, my darling, and she cooks them with magic. I know nothing, and everything except to how to live on the surface of things. Before I lived this waking nightmare, I was that little girl laughing down there by the pond with mud on her dress. Now I sit here drinking lemonade on the porch wearing dresses from St. Petersburg, not knowing how to explain to my daughter Tatiana that she can't just go around running through the fields when it's harvest time. She doesn't even know how to keep from smothering in the smoke from the hemp fields when the wind changes direction, or how to dodge fire running uphill in the hot sun. I must teach her how to catch a frog. Because I'm mistress of this estate, killing a hog is simpler a task than to find a private moment. Still, I'm capable of many things, even though I accomplish precious little. At the very least, I'll take her away with me into the forest, into the thrushes. Lady of the house, this title. I would trade all my dresses, my wedding gown especially, throw this vile ring into the river, go running through the reeds and over brooks, teach her how to find a willow branch with a good fork, how to cut the forks with a clasp knife, how to strip the bark, how to thread the handle through the mouths of fish, catch them on a knot, anchored alive in the roots that hold the brook in place. What painter can hold this color and remain living like gills? I thirst for the moment I am able to splash beneath these lies. One clean breath to go deeper than blood, or a catalog rose, velvet on the sitting room chair, even a blackbird's throat. When Piotr speaks, I want to see his punctual mouth split open in a fistfight on a sunny day. Tatiana is 9, and I am a failure. I drink chamomile tea with ice, the shallow novelty. The day is too short, and the nights are too long for me to hold my voice in my throat any longer. Signed, Oksania Zenigret. 111 years ago in 17 hours, translated from the fine cursive on wax scalded notebook.